Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said today that he favors cutting the tax on stock dividends, a key part of President Bush's economic stimulus package, but he also said cutting taxes is less important than keeping the federal deficit under control. Speaking to the Senate Banking Committee, Greenspan called on Congress to restore a sense of fiscal discipline to government spending. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
2 years ago, when the federal budget was in surplus, Fed Chairman Greenspan traveled to Capitol Hill and gave what many people saw as strong support for the notion of an immediate tax cut. The Fed chairman said it was actually risky to use the government's budget surplus to pay down the debt too fast. Greenspan's remarks were seen as a key reason why President Bush was able to push his 10-year, $1.3 trillion tax cut through Congress. Today, the federal budget is back in the red, and the president is proposing more tax cuts. This time, however, Greenspan's support is more equivocal. Appearing before the Banking Committee today, Greenspan said cutting the dividend tax is theoretically a good idea.
I have always supported the elimination of the double taxation of dividends, because I think it is a major factor restraining flexibility in our economy. And as I pointed out in my prepared remarks, that moving in the direction of improving flexibility, I think, has very large long-term payoffs.
But Greenspan seemed to suggest there is no need to push through such a tax cut right now. First, Greenspan said the economy may not need the stimulus that a tax cut would bring. He said the economy faces formidable barriers. Growth has slowed in recent months, falling to just 0.7% during the last quarter of 2002. And capital spending by businesses remains weak. But Greenspan said the fundamentals of the economy remain good. Interest rates are at a four-decade low. Greenspan said what is holding back the economy is concern about a war with Iraq.
I'm one of the few people who still are not as yet convinced that stimulus is a desirable policy at this particular point. It depends very much on how one reads what is effectively going on under the whole structure of geopolitical and other risk.
As long as the threat of war continues to hang over the economy, Greenspan said, it's not clear a stimulus package would be very effective or whether it is even needed. The Fed chairman also said any tax cuts should be tied to spending caps, and he called on Congress to restore budget rules that require it to match tax reductions with spending cuts. Greenspan said the economy can tolerate moderate budget deficits of, say, 1 or 2% of gross domestic product, but he warned that deficits can easily spiral out of control.
A rise in the debt increases the amount of interest payments, which in turn increases the debt still further, and there is an accelerating pattern after you reach a certain point of no return.
Greenspan has been a proponent of cutting taxes in the past, but he also has a reputation as something of a deficit hawk. With today's remarks, he made clear that, for now, he favors a more cautious approach towards spending, at least until the uncertainties abroad are resolved. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.